Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I feel like Julie should be worried about stuff that she's doing in her rental car. If you missed this conversation yesterday, it happened where Julie is doing something that's pretty illegal with her rental car. And then we got other people's stories on things that are crazy things that have happened with their rental car. You'll never, ever believe some of the things that happen with people's rental cars. Those stories are 6 minutes away.
This is your Hollywood Hashtag with Julie Tristan.
All right, Julie is out, so I'm going to take over the Hollywood Hashtag. Let's start with this Halloween Ends story first. There's fans that are so mad about how Halloween Ends that they're actually for a reshoot. They're actually signing a petition saying the movie was so bad. They love this franchise with all of their hearts, and this isn't the version of the Halloween movie that they wanted, and they're so disappointed they're asking for them to reshoot it. It's got tons of signatures, but let's be honest, it's probably never going to happen. This is the same thing that happened with Game of Thrones. They never reshot it, but they are so mad about how Halloween Ends, they want to reshoot.
There's that many people that are
disappointed,
pissed off about the ending, huh?
No matter what, if you're a franchise that has been around for that long, everyone has a version or a vision for how they want it to end.
Right,
this
sure.
Character, Mike Myers, that they felt like it wasn't done justice. Speaking about a franchise that has been around for a long time, it's one of Netflix's biggest shows. Ralph Macchio says there's strong conversations about a Mr. Miyagi prequel in the series.
Really?
A prequel series in the works. He says they're at the discussion stages, but he's actually pushing really, really hard. He says, you know, Pat Morita,
yep,
who played Mr. Miyagi, who passed away, said he would want this. He would want to see his character unfold. He always wanted more from Mr. Miyagi. And one of the things he broke down is we've gotten little snippets of who Mr. Miyagi was. Like, he's a war veteran. But what was he like as a teenager? What brought him to the United States?
Right.
What's his story? People are interested in this mysterious man who ended up helping Daniel's son that he would be like the perfect person to do a prequel with. And as people are just going nuts for Cobra Kai, this is a story that everyone's kind of been wondering.
Why not? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
I think there's a lot of curious people, curious Mr. Miyagi people are out there.
I normally am like, oh my God, reboot, we get a different idea, but I like when they take something we love and feel comfortable, but then give us a completely new story and a new look, and I do like that.
They did a couple of episodes about John Kreese and his evolution and why he became who he became, and you're like, okay, so I could see a spinoff even of that if it's successful.
Cobra Kai is on fire right now. I'd love to see the origin story of Mr. Miyagi. This Hollywood Hashtag is sponsored by Crown Vision Center. Schedule your eye exam with one of our world-class eye doctors at crownvisioncenter.com. If you missed these stories, it is so funny and so crazy what people did with their rental cars. Right after Nelly, you're going to hear them. We make commercials the enemy, so we're commercial-free for your morning drive to work or school. We got your back, and we're about to throw the biggest throwback party in all of St. Louis with the Throwback Throwdown. It goes down in 5 minutes.
This is your Hollywood Hashtag with Julie Tristan.
Julie is off today, so I'll take over the Hollywood Hashtag. This is a celebrity that almost died just 4 years ago, and we never really knew about it. Matthew Perry. Matthew Perry, in an interview with Friends, said he almost died 4 years ago when his colon burst due to opioid abuse.
Ooh,
he spent 2 weeks in a coma, 5 months in the hospital, and 9 months on a colostomy bag?
Colostomy bag. You know what? That explains a lot. Remember the Friends reunion?
Yes.
And how just kind of out of it he seemed.
Right.
Well, yeah, now it makes total sense.
Yep, he's still recovering from that. Because I think they filmed it two, three years ago. And so this is just a year and a half after it, probably.
Wow.
He said doctors told his family that he only had a 2% chance to live. They had him on the echo machine. They called it a Hail Mary. He did say for his Friends co-stars, though, he said that when he was filming Friends, he was taking 55 Vicodin a day.
What?
Whoa.
55 a day.
I
only season he was sober for was season 9. But he said his friend's reunion, he called them penguins. He said penguins in nature, when one is sick, they rally around that person and they don't leave them until they can walk again. And that's what they did to me. They never left the hospital. They kept coming to visit him. Co-stars years later, they were always there for him, he said.
It's unbelievable.
George Floyd's daughter is preparing to sue Kanye West for comments he made for $250 million. Now, George Floyd was tragically killed by a police officer, Derek Chauvin. There is a report on how he died. Everything is out there in public. Right. But Kanye recently said that he actually died of a fentanyl overdose, and it wasn't police brutality. And they're saying that it was slanderous to his name. And so now they're going to sue Kanye for $250 million.
Kanye.
Can't believe that.
You had to get involved, right?
Right, yep.
And I wonder, you can give your opinion on things, but can you say
it's like
something?
Slander,
say,
like
it's probably a form of slander. I'm curious what ends up happening if Kanye will have to pay $250 million. This Hollywood Hashtag is sponsored by Crown Vision Center. Schedule your eye exam with one of our world-class eye doctors at crownvisioncenter.com today. The biggest throwback party in all of St. Louis. The throwback throwdown is on right after we throw it back a little Outkast. Miss Jackson, while we're commercial free on Y98.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies' mamas.
This is your Hollywood Hashtag with Julie Tristan.
Julie's out today, so I got your Hollywood Hashtag. Anna Faris has actually named her accuser, or actually named the person who she felt like harassed her on the set, and that was Ghostbusters director Ivan Reitman. Did I get that right, Kevin?
That's right.
Ivan Reitman, famous Ghostbuster director, she said, slapped her butt in front of the entire crew on the set of the 2006 movie My Super Ex-Girlfriend. She said she was doing a scene where she was on a ladder and she's supposed to be taking books off a shelf. He came up behind her. The entire crew was there, said something to her, and then just smacked her on the ass. And she said, ooh, what the hell? She returned around, didn't know what to do, so she just giggled. And then she said that she remembers seeing the entire crew going, I wonder what's going to happen. She said nothing happened. And that's kind of the what Hollywood was like back then, is the directors would do this all the time to women. And she said for a while she would tell the story but not say his name. First time on a podcast she ever said his name. And she said, I know he passed away. I'm going to say his name because I think people deserve to know what happened to me.
Wow.
It's great. I mean, but it happened. I mean,
I'm like glad they said that. I know that their people have passed away. I think they should say their name if they're alive or passed away.
Yeah.
If you felt that, that sticks with you for a long time.
Get it off of your...
Those people need to be outed. Yeah.
Yep.
Drake posted one of the most inspiring things that I've ever seen. Drake posted on his Instagram that he once opened for Ice Cube and was paid. Alex, you don't have to give the money that you make when you play at venues, but is it more than $100?
Yes.
That's what Drake used to make to play at venues.
Whoa!
$100. Wow. Drake used to open for Ice Cube back in 2006, not that crazy long ago, posted the invoice that he was opening for Ice Cube, and they paid him $100 for that night.
That's crazy.
So his message was, for anybody that's getting $100 a night for a show and you think that's not enough, just keep going.
Yeah.
There's it really goes to show
keep
you.
Going even
keep
more.
Going, Alex.
Yeah.
Keep going, Alex.
I'm not stopping.
Drake started from the bottom. Now he's here. Look at him, man. This Hollywood Hashtag is sponsored at Crown Vision Center. Schedule an eye exam with one of our world-class eye doctors at crownvisioncenter.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.